Story of the Circus. Jerry of the Circus.
Hey, have you seen Jason this morning, Bunk?
No, I haven't, Jerry.
That fight he and Boris had last night sure got me scared.
You're scared?
I mean, well, they were really fighting like they meant it.
It's a bad thing to lose your temper, Jerry.
Yeah, but did you notice, though, when Mr. Randall broke him up, he didn't lose his temper?
Well, that's a rule you can count on old Sam Randall to keep a cool head on his shoulders.
He sure told Jason and Boris what he thought, though.
Yes, sir, and he meant every word of it. Both Jason and Boris are mighty important to the circus. But he'll fire him on a minute's notice if he finds out they've been fighting again.
But what would he do without a lion tamer in a big circus like this?
I don't know. He probably doesn't either. But he'd fire him first and then worry about how he'd replace them afterwards.
I believe you're right.
I know him. Yep, he won't stand for any fighting among any of the people that are working for him.
And he's right, too. It makes it uncomfortable for everybody.
Yes, you bet it does. Oh, the flag's up. Let's get going.
Okay.
Well, what do you think of the new mess top, Jerry?
Oh, it sure looks keen, doesn't it, Bob?
That's not so bad for an old top.
What do you mean, old?
Well, that's one of the old tops that was back at winter quarters.
Oh, it sure looks new to me.
Well, that's because it's been bleached and repaired.
Did everything get here?
Yep, everything's about set.
And I'm sure glad.
It's going to feel good to be back at work again, huh, Jerry?
Yeah, I'll say. If we didn't go to work pretty soon, I'd forget my tricks with El Mundo.
Oh, well, that never do. You can't forget your routine. Smell that bacon.
Boy, it does smell good.
Ah, you bet it does. There's nothing like that grand smell you get as you walk to the mess top.
It gives you an appetite.
Yep.
Hey, look, Bump. There's Patsy.
Well, sure enough. Right at her usual place at our table.
Hiya, Patsy.
Good morning, Patsy.
Jerry, Bump. Goodness, it's nice to see you.
Why, you're the first one at our table.
You bet I am. I got the thought of eating by myself. I just couldn't wait to be back here in the mess top.
Oh, then you like good company, huh, Patsy?
You just bet I do. Come on, sit down.
Okay.
Now tell me all about yourself.
There's nothing to tell. Say, you'd think you hadn't seen us in an awful long time.
I guess I am a little excited. It does seem like a long time to me. I felt all alone with all my circus friends around me.
Oh, see, here comes Boris. Good morning, Boris.
Good morning, Bob. Patsy! Oh, I'm so happy to see you, and you look so nice.
Thank you, Boris. Won't you sit down?
Yes. Beside you, if you don't mind.
Good morning, folks.
Well, good morning. Say, look here. Nice new dishes.
Hey, they are new.
Yes, sir. Everything about this whole top is new. Serving this first meal after the cyclone, just like starting the season all over again.
Hey, are these prunes new, too?
You bet they are, even if they do look old and wrinkled.
Oh, I was going to pull a joke.
Yeah, I'll beat you to it, Jerry.
Oh, hi, Jason. Come on over here.
Jason!
Hello,
Mr.
Boy.
Oh, good morning, Jason.
Hello, Bob. Jerry? Well, Patsy, I see you're with us again.
You bet I am. And glad of it. Sit down, Jason.
Here comes the good part. Guess Leo kind of outdid himself today. Bacon, eggs, hotcakes, cornbread, freezers, and all.
Dig in, Jerry.
Don't worry. I'm not going to waste any time.
Here's a little package for you, Miss Patsy.
Oh, thank you, Bismarck.
It's not from me, Miss Patsy. I'm only delivering it.
Open it up, Patsy.
Oh, Jimmy Dunn, Jerry.
Why, sir? so quiet, Jason.
Just tired, Bunch. I've been...
Violet! Oh, aren't they pretty?
Pretty little cart, Patsy.
Welcome back to the circus, Boris. Oh, Boris, they're lovely. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's nothing, Patsy.
Oh, they're so pretty.
Oh, not half as pretty as you.
Boris, stop it. You'll make me blush. Aren't they nice, Jerry?
Yes, they're very pretty.
They are nice.
Hey, I forgot all about it.
Hey, what's the matter, Jerry?
Well, we forgot to ask Patsy about that, about her inheritance.
By golly, that's right. Come on, Patsy, what's the news?
I'm glad you asked me. I wasn't going to volunteer my good news if none of you were interested.
But we are.
You
Patsy.
Bet we are.
Now, you know, my dear Patsy, I have your best interest at heart.
But it took Jerry to think of asking
me. Oh, come on now, we're all ears. Don't keep us waiting. Did you get it?
How much was it? No, wait a minute. I'll tell you all about it.
Well, shoot.
Well, I did get it. $25,000.
Oh,
wonderful. That's just wonderful.
Of course, it won't be that much after the taxes are taken out.
Yeah, that's right. Quite a bit of that will go for taxes.
Well, what else? But it isn't an inheritance. It's a gift.
A gift?
Yes. You see, my godmother took a ticket on a charity sweepstakes in Ireland, and in my name.
Well, now, that's all right.
The funny part is, I don't even remember her, but she remembered me all right.
Oh, I'll say she did.
I'm to get the money on one provision.
Yes, what's that, Foxy?
I have to use part of it to take a trip to Ireland to see my godmother when the season ends.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
Bad? I think it's wonderful. Aren't you thrilled?
When will you get your money?
Oh, I should have it in about a month. I signed all the papers and everything, and all I have to do is go back to Ireland, and then I'll get the money.
Well, I'm certainly glad for you, Patsy. It's just great.
More milk or coffee at this table?
Oh, no, thanks, Miss Mark. I think we have enough of everything.
What you going to do with all that money, Captain?
Oh, I haven't given that much thought, Jerry. The attorney seemed to think I'd be smart if I took out an annuity.
Well, that would be the smart thing to do, all right.
You bet it would. Then you'd be sure to have it.
No, I don't know.
No, I'll know better when I get it. So I'm not going to worry about it now. Well... That's my story.
And a mighty fine story. With a happy ending, too.
Hey, I guess you're just about the luckiest girl in the whole world.
Uh-huh. That's the way I feel about it.
Jason, what's the matter with you? You haven't hardly eaten a thing. Don't the food taste good to you?
Oh, sure. The food's fine. Just not hungry.
He looks twice his age, Paul.
Oh, no, that's not nice, boy.
What's that?
Oh, nothing, Jason. You were just remarking you looked all worn out.
I am. Been up with that panther of mine all night again.
You'll have to take better care of yourself, Jason.
Who else would take care of the panther if Jason didn't?
Not who else would, Jerry. It's who else could.
Yeah, I guess that's right, too.
Does anyone want more cornbread?
No, thanks, Cora. You got enough, Jerry?
Uh-huh. Oh, say, Jerry, I meant to ask you something.
Yeah?
I thought you were going to see me off the other night when I took the train. How come you didn't show up like you promised?
Why, I... Well, Patsy, I...
Jerry was too busy. He always has so much to do, he can't attend to his social activities. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Why, you said that I didn't have...
But you're all right, Jerry. Yes, sir.
Looks like Jerry hasn't lost any of the showmanship. He went through his act without a hitch. You were all right, Jerry.
But I sure had to keep my wits about me.
Oh, you didn't miss a trick.
Yeah, I know it. El Mundo was a big help. He seemed to know just what trick was coming next.
You can't tell me that El Mundo knows the routine better than you do.
I guess I'll have to admit it. For a second, I didn't know what was coming next. But when El Mundo got down on his knees, I remembered it was a swing.
Go, Jerry.
I'll answer that question, Patsy. He never worked better with that elephant.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I wish I could have seen it. And how did Mr. Rag work? Did he remember his... Oh, you're answering that question yourself,
huh? He had a right to do a little yelping. He was just about perfect, too.
I hope I haven't grown stale. I feel funny until I get through my first trip.
Oh, now don't tell me a trooper like you could be affected by a two-day layoff.
Oh, of course not, Bumps, but I do feel a little... Well, I'll be glad to get up there and get the feel of the tattoos and get through with my first swing across.
You're on next.
Raring to go.
That's the way to talk.
Oh, have you seen Jason Rose?
Uh-huh. He's over talking the street, the black panther.
And who talks to that panther till the last minute? I guess it is a problem working with a cat that's out of sorts.
Well, Here I go. Wish me luck.
We do, Patsy.
Lots of luck.
That's right. Put your 2 cents in, Ryan. Hey, don't you think you ought to go change out of that costume, Gary?
Yeah, I guess I should, but... Oh, I don't want to miss Jason back. I want to see him work with a pen.
Well,
oh, please, Bob. I won't get my costume dirty just standing around here in the pad room.
Well, all right, Jerry, but as soon as Jason finishes, you get right over to the wagon and put your other clothes on.
Hey, look, Bump. Patsy's doing a triple somersault.
Yeah. There she goes.
Yeah.
I'll say
it was.
I guess if she was even the least bit nervous, she's over it now after that trick.
Never mind now, Ray. Oh, Jason.
Hello, Jerry and Bump.
Hey, what's the idea of calling my dog?
Our dog, Jerry. Our dog.
Oh, all right.
Though it does any good to call him. You know he wouldn't leave you.
How's the panther, Jason?
Not so good, Bump. He's just as mean as he can be. I can't seem to make up to him at all.
You going
to
work him?
Sure thing. The show's got to go on, Jerry. You know that.
I know, but... Well, maybe it's dangerous if he's so mean.
Oh, that's a good one. Isn't every part of Jason's act dangerous?
Oh, sure, but I mean...
Now, don't you worry, Jerry. That panther will go through his paces without a hitch. I'll see to that. Well, I got to get my things ready. See you later.
Bump, Jason. You know, Bumper, I hate to see Jason take chances.
Oh, he's not taking any chances, Jerry. He knows what he's doing. Well, Patsy got through all right.
Uh-huh. What about Jason? I mean, well, you know he's been so tired, and if the panther is acting up, he just...
Oh,
well, he shouldn't.
Oh, no, Jerry. Here he goes now.
Unquestionably, Jason's wild animal trainer of all time.
Yes, Jerry?
Did you notice how much Patsy likes Boris?
No, I can't say that I have. Oh, I guess they're fairly friendly, but what?
Very friendly. They're very friendly.
Well, what are you driving at, Jerry?
I don't think Jason likes that.
Like what?
Well, I happen to know that Jason thinks an awful lot of Patsy. And I think since Boris has become so friendly with her, well, Jason sort of...
Taking it to heart?
Uh-huh. And I think that's why he acts so funny. Yeah.
Oh, look. He's going to do the fire ring trick for the panther now.
Hey, it doesn't look like the panther's going to jump through the fire ring.
Just look at the way that beast is snarling. Say, he is mean.
Well, he just won't jump, will he?
Boy, he acts like he's afraid of that fire. Oh, but that couldn't be. He's been doing that trick so long.
Hey, he jumped at Jason.
Wait, oh, jump with that. Wait a minute. No, Jason's got him under control.
Yeah, but he won't jump through the firing. Oh, why doesn't Jason forget that trick and go to the next?
Oh, Jason slipped.
And the panther's jumping at him. Jason!